Good morning, welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Tzadi Dalad, the 94th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is a Mizmor which should be very familiar to us. It is Kel Nekomois Hashem, Kel Nekomois Hofia. This talks about Hashem being the God of vengeance. Let's take a quick look at this Mizmor. We should recognize it from our daily tefillah. It is 23 psukim long and divided roughly into three sections. They're pretty clearly delineated sections. Psukim Aleph to Zion, there is no kotevis, there's no introduction. The first seven psukim are about a complaint about the way that Rasha'im, evildoers, act in this world. They take advantage of the poor and the weak, and there does not seem to be judgment about them. Psukim Ches to Tes Vav, 8 to 15, deal with the words of wisdom and Musar, putting things into perspective. And finally, it concludes with Tes Zion to Chav Gimel, 16 to 23, in which there's a description about how the person experiences salvation when trusting in Hashem. The content and theme, really, of this Mizmor is this is about a complaint or objection to the actions of evildoers in this world. How do you deal with the fact that there are bad people who are doing well? His response seems to be that the injustice of Hashem is really for HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is faithful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true judge. One has to have trust in him to know that ultimately there will be justice. He also talks about accepting suffering. Praiseworthy is a person who Hashem chooses to make suffer. We have to understand that in context in a few minutes. And he talks about how there will ultimately be divine punishment for those who deserve it. At the end, he seems to describe a personal conflict, a personal situation of need or plight that he was in, and he describes how he was saved by trusting in Hashem. That's the general overview of the Mizmor. In the greater context, the Malbim points out that being as we just finished up saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, he runs the world, he has Hashkocha, he has providence which controls every element of the world, this Mizmor is now the question on that, saying, wait a second, does that really look like the way it works? What about these bad people? What about the suffering of the good people? That's the general flow of the Mizmorim in Tehillim. It should be noted that the tense in this Mizmor is not future or past necessarily. It's very hard to know if we're referring to events of the past or events of the future, and this is a prayer about them. There is a certain ambiguity which is left to perhaps look backwards in our lives and identify aspects of our lives which are reflected in this Mizmor, and also to look forward and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it worked then, please let it work in future. It is also written very poetically, and that means to say it is short and in terms of explanation of itself, and we see many poetic structures, one of which is what's called a staircase parallelism. So for instance, Kel Nekomois Hashem, Kel Nekomois Hofia, that sort of strong, song-like poetic structure. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, it is possible that this Mizmor this narrator, is responding to some sort of national tragedy, and he turns to Hashem and asks how these bad people can be in power, and he has to, in a certain sense, turn to the Rasha'im and turn to these evildoers and rebuke them. It is interesting that the turning to them is, so to speak, rhetorical, because the audience, it sounds like, are the tzaddikim, are people who already are on the same page. And turning to them, it's almost like sort of turning to this straw man, the evildoer, and saying and rebuking them, not in their presence, but in front of the good people to understand the real claims which need to be understood. It is not clear abundantly who these Rasha'im, who these people are. They kings, power mongers, individual usurpers, Jews or not Jews? It's not very clear who they are. The Dat Mikra, Rabbi Moshe Chacham, suggests that these are, in fact, bad Jews, Israelites who are not doing what they should be doing. And he points out that there's reflected language in Yeshayahu, in Hosea, in other Nevi'im, which was turning to the nation of Israel itself doing bad, and therefore this is what the Mizmor is referring to. The Radak says this is referring to the Babylonians, meaning to say this was actually said towards the Babylonians, and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will bring back their lot upon their head for all the evil they have done. There is an intriguing Kabbalistic suggestion over here, which the Chida raises and the Shlach HaKadosh raise, also quoting the Arizal, very beautiful idea, very powerful idea, where it says, one way of looking at this is that in the end of Parshas Vayigash, Yosef says to his brothers, Va'atem alu l'shalom el avichem, you will go in peace to your father. That's when he's sending the brothers back and saying he's just going to keep Binyamin as a captive for finding the gavia, the goblet, in his knapsack. And the way it's understood, as the Shlah is quoting this, Rabbeinu Bachaya much earlier says the same thing, is that, you know what, there's going to come a time where you will come in front of your Father in heaven, and there will be peace made for the actions you did. You sold me, and there's going to be justice for that. And ultimately, this refers to the fact that 10 brothers would come back and pay heavily for the crimes of their predecessors, and those are the Asurei Harugei Malchus, the 10 martyrs at the end of the second Beis Hamikdash under the Roman persecution. And in fact, the Rabbeinu Bachaya over there goes so far as to say it's because they, Yosef himself, never really forgave them. He wasn't able to fully let it go, and the debt was held for all those centuries. And in a certain sense, there's a reincarnation of either their souls. These elements of creation needed to be corrected, and did so at that time. It's also because at the time, or that generation, unfortunately, the actions of that generation were sectarian enough, were disputing enough, that reflected the same kind of problems and disputes that they had beforehand. So who could this be referring to? It could be referring to looking into the future and saying, Kel nekomos Hashem, Kel nekomos Ophia, and understanding that the terrible, terrible suffering that is about to happen in the future with these martyrs being killed, these Gedolei Torah being killed, is in fact a reflection of a larger sense of justice. This isn't random. This is not Hashem looking the other way. In fact, it's a reflection of the nekomos, of the vengeance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could also be worthwhile noting that the Gemara in Brachos in the 9th Perek on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis refers to this and says, quoting a Brisa, which says that a person who sees Bate Yisrael b'Yishuvon, you see the houses of Israel being settled. You go to the land of Israel today, you see new Yishuvim popping up everywhere. You say, Bracha, Baruch Meitziv Gevul Almona b'Churbanon. It's a bracha to say that Hashem establishes the boundaries which were bereft, now they are being repopulated. However, when a person sees a base Geim, sees a Beis Avodah Zorah, which is being established, a place of polytheistic worship, a place which is about serving other deities, other powers. A person says a bracha about how, in a certain sense, the Dayana Emes, because of what he sees. And that's referring to our Pasuk, Kel Nekomos Hashem, Kel Nekomos Ophia, which means the Gemara Brachos is generalizing this Pasuk or this Mizmor to mean any times where we see the growth of evil in the world being established. In terms of the places in Adavnius appears, we should all by now be aware of the fact that this is the Mizmor Shir Shel Yom. This is the daily Mizmor which is said on Wednesdays. In Ashkenazim ended with Lechuna Ranana, which is the beginning of Mizmor Tzarihei, to end it off not in a negative note. The Sfaradim have other psukim which end the Shir Shel Yom, so they don't need that. It's also Wednesday. Wednesday is on the way towards Shabbos. It's the second 3 days of the week, which is why we start talking about Lechuna Ranana, which is related to Shabbos itself. It is also worthwhile noting that this is the Mizmor Shir of Sukkos according to the Vilna Gaon. It's split into two parts, the second half on the third day of Chol HaMoed, the first half on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, and depending on the constellation of how the days fall out, the Vilna Gaon has various permutations about this. It also various psukim of this Mizmor appear at the beginning of Psukei Dezimra in different sections in Hichavod and Hoido. A last point to ponder, and that is Psukim in the spotlight. Pasuk Yudbeis, Ashrei Agever Asher Tiyasrenu Ka Mitorah Sochot Lamdenu. Very hard Pasuk to read. Whenever I read this on Wednesdays, I think about this. Happy is the man you cause to suffer, Hashem, and you learn, and they learn from your Torah. Wow, from your teachings. That's a very heavy, heavy pill to swallow. The Malbim says that actually what this means to say is that when a person experiences suffering, whether it be minor or major, a person should realize that it's actually cleansing their slate. They should realize that there's something which is being cleaned up so that they ultimately are in the good path. They know that they're actually going in the right direction. There's just a few minor misdemeanors which need to be corrected, and they're being corrected in this world, which is actually better than being corrected in the next world. That's what the Malbim says, very much Leishamdom Adei Ad, similar to the Mizmor, Mizmor Shir Shel Yom HaShabbos, which we just covered 2 Mizmorim ago, where there is an ultimate plan and those who are really good are being cleansed rather than being punished. Eternally. The Me'ah Shiloach, the Ishbitzer Rebbe, says a different way of looking at this at all. And he quotes a Gemara which says that there's three gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the nation of Israel, and they are only acquired with suffering. And they are Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Torah, the teachings of the Torah, the land of Israel, and the world to come. And he points out that what that means to say is that for really good things, really important things in life, it requires sacrifice. There's no such thing as a free lunch. If you really want to get something which is important, you have to sacrifice. Sacrifice time, sacrifice money, sacrifice energy, sacrifice opportunity. And therefore, that's what the Yisurim are over here. Ashrei ha-gever, asher tiyasrenu ko. Praiseworthy the person who suffers. Why? Because mitaras chol and talam denu. Because they made choices to invest in the right decisions in life. That's what's being said over here. And that frames the perspective of this entire mizmor. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.